force is strong on this podcast. Michael has it. Owen has it. Shane has it.
8.
You have that power too. Now, broadcasting across the galaxy, this is the JL Show, Star Wars episode 222. 25.
Screwed up there. Start again.
All right, everybody. Hello and welcome to episode 225 of the JL Show. I'm Luke, and I'm here today with Michael, Owen, and Shane. But I'm not the Luke you're looking for, because I'm not Luke Skywalker, because he is hiding somewhere in County Kerry. So, guys, welcome to the show. We're here in...
We're going to begin the show with a call from Santa. He should be calling us at any moment now.
Can you leave that to the Christmas show?
No.
We'll do it in 10 minutes. Leave it to the Christmas show, please.
Wait, 10 minutes? The Christmas show's in 10 minutes?
We'll do the Christmas show in 10 minutes.
I feel like I'm not coming to the speaker.
You mean we're doing the Christmas show at Christmas?
Yeah, which is in 10 minutes, because it's Christmas Eve, and it's whatever. But anyway, this is a Star Wars show. So guys, Star Wars The Force Awakens is out now, and we've all seen it, except half the people in this room who haven't seen it.
Yeah. So
I've seen it twice.
Like two-thirds of the room have seen it.
I'll turn this down kind of low. Kevin's seen it.
I've seen it. Lucien's seen it.
You have that power.
And Shane hasn't seen any of the Star Wars films. So I'm... Why even coming through that mic?
You're going to have to kind of talk about it.
I know the spoilers, but I don't care.
Owen.
And I've no...
Yeah, it's fine.
I'd have no shame.
I'll turn you up a little bit, Owen, if you want.
Yeah, okay, well...
Yeah, so if there is spoilers, I will play a loud siren.
This show will be relatively spoiler-free upon Owen's request, even though my original intention was to have it very spoilerific, but...
I'm going to download a spoiler siren now.
We won't discuss spoilers unless... Well, no. Are we allowed to give spoilers, but you put a siren on if we do? Is that
No, you just can't do spoilers. If you do a spoiler, I'll play the siren and just then throw the iPod at you.
But can we discuss things, but just not say people's names who were involved in those things?
No!
All right, well, anyway... Michael.
Okay, so Han Solo is going to be Owen, so if we're referring to...
that doesn't work if I know who the names
are. We'd have to have the secret where we don't tell him who it is. Michael, did you enjoy The Force Awakens?
Yeah, very much.
Everyone enjoyed the... Well, I want to talk about spoilers, but anyway. Everyone enjoyed The Force Awakens.
Except for you the first time, right?
Can you stop moving your feet and hitting my feet?
Was not in the mood to enjoy this film. I was very, very tired. I had intensely high expectations. I was like, oh, Star Wars. And then there were big, big shocks in the film. Two or three major twists, which upset me greatly, caused me emotional distress. And I was unable to enjoy the remainder of the film with just...
Spoiler siren.
Upset. So, upon the second time going to see it, I was in the mood for simply accepting the terms of the film. I was like, I know what's going to happen. I'm prepared for the bad things. And I will appreciate the film for the in a kind of more objective way. And I enjoyed it far more the second time. It really is very, very good.
Yeah, it's a good film. I mean, it's not without its...
It's not one of the best Star Wars films, but...
Stakes and whatever.
It's definitely better than...
It's probably the third best.
I'd say it's the third best, yeah. I mean, I don't like Return of the Jedi very much. I don't think anyone does.
No, it's grand, like, but it's nothing.
Let's see. If we're not going to do spoilers, I'm trying to figure out how to discuss this for 10 minutes or so. We'll go through some specific categories. So,
or we could just say that I prefer the prequels to the original...
Because you are a child.
...trilogy. I'm actually, well, I suppose...
Because, like, children...
What age are you not a child? I'm 17, so am I still a child?
Legally, you're still a child. JMT says you wish.
You're still a child until other people's parents allow you to drive them.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, Micah, what do you think about that?
What do I think about what?
I know you're recording me, so I was going to say something dirty, but... No.
Okay, what was it? Okay, I'm not recording you now.
We're talking about...
We're
talking Star Wars, guys.
Yeah.
So, the two main characters... BB-8 and C-3PO. Let's talk about them. Did you enjoy BB-8, Michael?
Yeah, he's great. He's adorable.
He's absolutely adorable. He's going to sell so many toys.
How's the robot adorable?
Just got an ad here on Facebook for a... Because
he's
a
little
bone-controlled BB-8.
Nice. Because Dobby, he is a little ball who rolls around and makes squeaky noises, and when he's sad, his head goes...
like this.
He's robots lovely. Don't have emotions.
Yeah. Neither do Owens.
No, there's Owens who very much are emotional.
Look,
well, none of them are in this room.
The droids are like the best part.
Then you could have said Chewie. Owen.
Best joke in the
Chewie,
film.
Chewie is like the greatest
Chewie
character.
Is the best character in the film. I love Chewie. He's so great.
It's pronounced Chewbacca.
No one is,
not according
think,
to Han Solo.
I don't think it, at no point in The Force Awakens does anyone refer to him as Chewbacca. Chewbacca. No one does. He's Chewie. So yeah, you're wrong.
Really like well, I haven't seen the film and I was just trying to make fun of you.
Well, I think 3PO has the best joke in the film. I think when he pops out. You know, his introductory moment.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's brilliant. I think it's absolutely hysterical.
Oh,
it's great.
There is one thing I want to know. Is Jar Jar Binks in it?
Not to the best of my knowledge. However, it turns out that Obi-Wan and Yoda are both in it.
What is it? Ghosts?
Their voices are in it. You know...
What?
This is in the flashback thing, yeah. You hear the voice. You hear a bunch of voices. Now, I didn't hear this yesterday either, but apparently Frank Oz and Ewan McGregor both came in and recorded recorded new lines.
Oh, really? Okay.
And also they got Alec Guinness and they got a clip of him saying betray and they cut out the beat part so that he says Ray. This is not a spoiler.
Yeah.
Not a spoiler, Dolby. This track on the soundtrack, by the way, that we're playing, it's called... this track on John Williams' original score is called Main Title and The Attack on Jakku. Not the best track, though. The best track is the new original theme, which is Ray's theme, which I like quite a bit. This is really good. It gets nicer in a sec. This is actually like a lot more prevalent in the film than I realized at the first time I saw it, because there's a lot more of this theme and its various incarnations than there is of the original themes or of the Force theme. Rather. It is very nice. But yeah, the droids are great. Han Solo's great while he's around.
Okay, that was
he goes to hospital halfway through the film, so he's not in any more scenes. You know how much Han Solo was paid for it? $25 million.
Oh, you just spoiled how much you got paid. Now I can't go to the cinema.
Harrison Ford was paid $25 million. Okay. And Daisy Ridley and John Boyega were paid $300,000, so he was paid 76 times more than the two stars were, which is great. But I mean, it makes sense, like that's how business works, but you know,
if you are Harrison Ford, you get paid lots of money because you're worth a lot.
But like, I mean, Daisy Ridley has so much more dialogue than Harrison Ford does. But anyway, whatever. I wonder how much Mark Hamill got paid, because you know. I wonder how much Mark Hamill.
Not recording. Shane like lives on the sofa now. I just have to have a permanent sofa mic for
Shane.
No
one knows how much Mark Hamill was paid, because see, Mark Hamill's entire involvement in the film is actually very. Mysterious.
Spoiler. I can't get over the fact that Shane is wearing shorts in the middle of winter.
Shane always wears shorts.
It's ridiculous. Shane. Unless he's really going out. You know, out in the town, like.
True.
Yeah.
I like this music. This is peaceful now. I like this.
It's good.
This isn't classical. It's instrumentation. Stop pointing your phone at me, Dolby.
I mean, they're using an orchestra, so...
It's Star Wars. I'd hope they're using an orchestra. But yeah, oh, it's orchestral. But he said...
No, it's Dead Mouse with keyboard and the orchestra sample.
He said classical. He didn't say orchestral.
Yeah.
Oh, no, if he said orchestral, he's right. But he said classical.
Classical.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Captain Phasma, who was very, very highly featured in the marketing campaign for this film... She was on the cover of a ton of magazines, that character. She's in two scenes, she has three lines of dialogue, and she gets killed off, seemingly off-screen, for a comedic effect.
I'd say that was such a terrible spoiler cover. That was just so bad.
But it's not a spoiler, because it doesn't have any impact on the emotional investment one has, because no one has any...
Hey, from now on, you're going to think before you say.
No one has any investment in Captain Phasma.
Did you think before you said that?
You can leave the room.
Did you think before you said that?
You can leave the room, Owen, if you don't want to hear Star Wars spoilers.
You shouldn't be spoiling things.
We should. We did an Avengers spoiler special with Chris Townsend, and it's our most downloaded episode of the year.
Okay. What's your point?
My point is that spoiler episodes are very, very popular. And
yeah, for people who have seen the film.
Yes, and everyone's seen Star Wars, except for you and Shane.
I'd say if you added it all up, not compared to the human population, Shane.
Well, compared to the human population, but... He didn't. He was paid $1 million compensation. He was paid $1 million compensation. You're reading the same article.
That's crazy.
I mean, it was their fault. He was standing.
Was
he was standing under a doorway, and the door came down on.
I thought he just randomly broke.
No, it's not like when he had his plane crash.
Yeah.
Although the thing is, if he'd been... Okay, I'm thinking before I speak. this is we're playing now. This is the last track on the soundtrack. It's called The Jedi Steps and Finale. And this is the soundtrack that... This is the track that plays when Rey is going to meet a certain person on a certain island in a certain country that we may or may not live in.
Okay, you're really...
Is it Kerry?
See, yes, the thing is, this stuff means nothing now, but when the lads are watching the movie, they're going to realize, oh, this is what's like, happening. This is what's going to happen.
When I'm watching the film, all I'm going to be thinking about is how much I hate Lucien.
I don't think you are. I don't think it's... I mean, like, you've waited this long to see it. I don't think you really care.
Oh, that's I'm sorry. True. I have a very busy schedule, you know, with sports and school. I didn't waste... Well,
you could have gone yesterday. I went yesterday morning.
Are you just going to play this music like throughout the entire conversation? It's getting annoying.
Well, when this track finishes, we'll stop talking. Yeah, okay. This is the last track on the soundtrack. Okay, so
it's also the last track of the episode.
Yes, it is. So what else do we have to talk about? Star Wars. The Force Awakens
stuff. We can't really talk about it.
You didn't put any effort into preparing this, did you?
I wrote a 2,000-word review last night, right?
And I read all of it, and it's very good.
It's not. Thank you, Michael. It's not very good. But
it's well written, like. That's for sure.
It's okay. It's not my best, but
it's spot on. But like, you didn't mention any of the bad points of it at all.
No, because I did that in my slightly more spoiler review.
I remember the first article Lucien wrote that I read. It was The Hobbit, the first movie.
Yeah.
And the article was terrible. I mean, your articles I will admit that your articles are very good.
Was it a preview or a review?
Review. Okay. But you kind of like rambled on at the start, but I don't know. I can't remember what it was.
I don't think my Star Wars review is that bad. You can read it out now if you want. Read some of it out. This is the end of the film now.
What Hollywood's greatest franchise strikes back. That's the director J.J. Abrams. Are you interrupting me?
That's the subheader.
Do I have to start again?
Start again.
Hollywood's greatest franchise strikes back with director J.J. Abrams. Thrilling seventh installment. George Lucas. Who's he? Is he a guy in the movie? Must have deeply bruised shins. Such is the extent to which he must have kicked himself when he first watched J.J. Abrams' Star Wars The Force Awakens. I'm already bored, so I'm just going to leave it there.
He's not really. He says, I think the fans will love it. That's his stock response. Mm. I'll read the end of the review, but... You know.
But like, he had absolutely zero part in the making.
Oh, absolutely not. He's not even executive producer, like... No part.
It's just they just gave him credit for the characters.
They didn't give him any. Did they say?
They did. They said characters created.
Which is
brought.
I mean, he got $4 billion, like, for it.
To buy
his company.
To buy Lucas.
Yeah, they bought Lucas from $4 billion, and like, that's
more
crazy.
Than that, I think.
With his no, it's $4 billion. With, I don't know. With his broadly talented cast and solid story in place. With his broadly talented cast and solid story in place, Abrams does seem to struggle with some of the script, co-written with Star Wars veteran Lawrence Kasdan from a Michael Arndt draft. Kylo Ren's speech in particular is consistently quite pantomimic, while only Solo, Dameron, and arguably Chewbacca ever say anything vaguely capable of becoming instantly quotable dialogue. Actually, that's being kind of nice to Poe Dameron. He doesn't say anything great either. Abrams' trademark lens flare is present, but in nowhere near the usual quantities, with him clearly favoring sparks in the frame and the more earthy, murky...
I can't remember any lens flares.
Oh, I saw so much yesterday.
Really?
So much. There's like...
No, but they're like... Indoors. They're more natural lens flares, though. Yeah.
But it's more in the corner. It's not in the middle of the screen.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like...
Especially when Starkiller base is blowing up the planets.
It's not like Abrams is like his signature use of
it's
lens
not like
flare,
the Star Trek lens flare.
Yeah. But that's good. I mean, but they're specific to Star Trek, so it makes it's the look
exactly,
of Star
Trek. With him clearly favoring sparks in the flame and frame.
Okay, we'll stop you right there, Lucien.
I'm almost done. And more earthy,
no, you're done. Trust me.
And no, I'm almost done with more earthy,
so hard to listen
and
to.
More earthy, murky visual language to differentiate his wars from his slick Trek films, the color scheme of which more closely resembles stormtrooper outfits than any of the Force Awakens heroes.
Right.
His auteur's stamp may not be largely visible on this film, but he has done what no other director has been able to do since the year 1977. He has begun a new Star Wars trilogy with a bang, left fans actually. Believe it or not, wanting more. In a more spoiler-heavy conversation film, there are many flawed storytelling decisions to be acknowledged, but in order for the concept of storytelling to be referenced at all indicates something special, a Star Wars film of a superior nature. The Force, if you will pardon the cripplingly obvious cliche, is strong with this one. 4.5 stars. Thank you. Alright. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is that all we have to say?
Yeah. Let's leave it at that.
We'll skip to the end of this now. Okay. Our thanks everybody tuning in to The Pod Awakens, our month-long Star Wars bonanza. Thanks to those who cared about Star Wars, like Killian and Michael and Johnny to some extent. And those who didn't care about Star Wars, like Owen and Shane, who are truly miserable people. We'll be back very soon with JL226, Christmas Day special, our final ever Christmas Day show. And we'll be back next year, hyping up more mediocre films. First up, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Dear God.
Thank you and goodbye. Okay. All right, everybody, time for the Christmas show, which means we have to do Sparrow the song. So Michael and I are going to be doing vocals. Michael's going to be singing back up. We're going to need guitars. We're going to need a tambourine. And we're going to need some light drumming. Like Shane could do the drumming.